Greetings, audio venturers. Another fake episode of Hello from the Magic Tavern, Shattered Edition, where, like that first group dinner with your fiancé's family who posts a few too many angel-centric family circus cartoons, everyone is at arm's length. But let's remember, during this trying time, quote-unquote human connection is more important than ever. Of course. No question. Also, it's a great opportunity to sift through that social circle and, you know, toss the stragglers. That guy who won't stop recommending books when you've made it clear you hate literature. The lady who puts her dog on the phone. Just a few Zoom technical difficulties and they're gone. Something to think about. And when you're enjoying that extra hour of free time in the future, well, throw a smile my way. A quick heads up, Lost in Foon, recordings of Magic Tavern live shows from earlier this year, the normal part, are currently appearing on Stitcher Premium every week. Old favorites make appearances, including Honk the Assassin and Melchior the Keeper of the Doom Horn that plays at the end of the world. A few episodes are already out, with more on the way. Check it out only on Stitcher Premium. After this episode, I'll have a short clip for those of you who think I'm lying. When will the walls come down? For now, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this isn't everything you need to know, but it's good enough. Several years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast. I record every week chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. Oh, but plot twist, there's been a weird, like, whatever you want to call, earthquake, and everyone in Foon is trapped in different sort of shards of land. I am remote from my buddies, and, you know, it's stressful, and it's made me make the intro to the episode longer, but luckily, we are using a magical technology called Rune to communicate with each other and still do the podcast. You know, podcast finds a way. I am joined, as always, by my buddy. He's a shapeshifter. What form will he be this week? Chunt the Shapeshifter.
Oh, yeah, baby.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing all right. Can you turn the visual aspect of your rune on? I something weird has been going on. You've been changing every week.
Yeah, it's been pretty intense. I don't want to freak you out, so I'm going to leave the visual off for now because I don't want to scare you. I just to backtrack slightly, can I ask you something, Arnie? On Earth, when somebody says, how you doing, bud, does anybody ever say anything other than, I'm okay?
You know what? I think that, like, under special circumstances, people just start, it starts to pile up a little bit and people start to actually answer honestly. Like, not to the full extent. Like, people aren't, they don't, like, give all the info, but people are kind of like, not great.
You once told me, I forget his name, you had an Earth hero. What was his name? His name, Jay Leno, and you said he was the best in the biz, and you said he would always say, how's it going?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you get that from?
Exactly. Absolutely.
As a tribute to Jay Leno?
Jalano.
Oh, now I'm hungry for ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Let me turn on my visual. I know.
Oh my, you look like Jay Leno.
What? No, I'm a moon. I'm a crescent moon.
Oh, okay. How did you change into a moon?
You tell me, buddy. I don't know. Huh, but it's weird because it's daytime over here, and I feel wildly out of place.
Yeah. Holy cow. Are you sure this isn't just like a fake rune background that's really, you're really a moon?
Yeah, I'm really a moon as far as I can tell.
Well, you know what? I think my other co-host, maybe he'll understand it. I'm also joined by Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos,
Devourer.
Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Alec. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stanges. And I am known in the Northeast as Gasmuinius Maystar, and there may be other secret names. Oh, names that, if uttered aloud, would reunite this world into one.
Oh, let's say those names.
Yeah.
They're secret. I can't do it. I'm sorry. But I wish I could. I wish I could. But legally, my hands are tied.
You have told us literally hundreds of your secret names.
Yes,
but really? You won't tell us the one that will resolve this big problem?
Can I tell you a secret?
Secret name?
That's not the name? Can I tell you a secret that's not the name?
Fine.
I don't even know it.
Oh.
Well, think about that for a second. Also, can we back up for a second, Arnold?
Why are you all backing up so much?
To pick with thee. Thou didst say the podcast finds a way, which I think was a reference to the film that you reenacted for us, the Jurassic Park, where you said that they said life finds a way. And I think you're trying to remind me that you think I'm related to Craptor because dinosaurs is birds. I am not related to Craptor, that weird dinosaur we met on Strong Guy Island. Stop bringing it up.
That's right. A lot of things have changed, a lot of craziness has happened, but we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that we kind of suspect your older brother is a raptor with crapping powers called Craptor.
Absolutely not.
I also, Arnie, I refuse to believe when you reenacted that movie, I refuse to believe that anyone in the world, not even just on Earth, anyone anywhere would ever say the words dino DNA the way you said them. How'd it go again?
Dino DNA?
Nobody talks like that.
Look, I'll act it out again, but it takes me a long time to prep being Sexy Goldblum, but I can do it.
Well, I don't need to see another reenactment of the Jurassic Park, but I do desperately wish to find a way to get out of the shattering air since this earthquake did place us all in these magical, mystical prisons. I have done naught but conduct magical tests to see if I can find a way out. I've conducted upwards of 3 tests.
It's been like a month. You've done 3 tests?
Yes. Yes, we need more testing. I imagine tomorrow I'll do 4.
Like, what have you figured out?
Well, a couple weeks ago, you heard me going tap, 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 tap on the edge where I couldn't get through.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly just more of that.
And sorry to backtrack a little bit here, Arnie.
Backtracking.
We don't want you to reenact any other movies, but maybe would you mind briefly like reenacting one of the wars on your Earth?
Reenact an entire war?
Yeah, just like, you know, boil it down to 30 seconds.
Should I reenact it from the point of view of the winner or the one that's weirdly too invested, even though they lost?
Oh, boy. Can you channel both?
I got to be honest with you. I have next to no sense of history, so I just don't know that I could do it. But you know what? Do you mind if I backtrack it onto you? And how would you reenact some of the wars of food? I know almost nothing.
Sorry,
about
Arnie, I didn't quite catch what you were saying. I do want to say I've been doing some tests. I've been playing around with the rune, and I created this new thing that I'm calling Chunt Runelette, which is where I can kind of peek in on anyone in Foon. I've seen a lot of people masturbating, but I just happened upon...
You don't have to get on Rune to do that.
I just came upon 2 people here who I thought to bring onto the show. So let me just bring them into the Rune here, kind of connect that, and kablam. Here we go. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
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 Thank you two so much for agreeing to come into our Rune meeting here. What were your names? Do you want to introduce yourselves, please?
Well, I am Vonkistra, and this is my husband. You can name yourself.
I can name... No. Vonkistra, my parents obviously already named me. Tilimpia.
Tilimpia.
That's
the name. There you go. Hello.
Oh, and I'm so sorry. When you say Tilimpia the Dark, should I refer to you as Tilimpia or Tilimpia the Dark?
Yes.
I usually refer to Tilimpia as Seabass, Chilean Seabass, but that's
yes.
All
well, obviously, this is my full given name. We talked about that on Chunt Roulette.
Mm-hmm. And so let's. I'm so sorry.
Vonkistra.
Vonkistra.
I used to be Vonkistra of blood, but now I'm Vonkistra of the Dark.
Well, it is, you know, normal when you get married.
Oh, so when you get married, you take on your spouse's darkness?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's why, if you believe it, all the lights in our cavern are on, yet it is so dark.
It is so dark. I can kind of only barely make out the shapes of you. It's sort of, this is going to sound crazy, and please correct me if I'm wrong. You kind of look like standing skinny dogs?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Wow. Notice. Thank you. Okay.
Goodness, your eyesight is great.
That is a compliment.
Wow, for once, I just nailed it.
Well done. Welcome to the both. It is a great honor to have you here with us, such two svelte and majestical beings such as thee. I must ask thee, you seem very powerful and very wise. And I am the master of light and shadow, so darkness does not scare me, though evil does. Will you join mine quest to destroy all evil in Foon?
Awkward.
Funny thing
awkward.
About that one
what?
Is
what
we
is that
are living inside deep evil in our souls.
Oh.
I'm so
well,
sorry.
Well, that's a shame.
We didn't know you were living inside deep evil inside
no,
your souls.
It's something we love to do,
yes.
Or hate to do, rather.
Yes, we hate to love to do it.
Bad dogs, sit. Huh? Sit.
Maybe can't tell we are sitting.
Oh, okay. Well, then thank you. It worked.
Now, normally, if there was an evil guest on the podcast, I would challenge them to a duel and destroy them with my great wizardly power. But since we are all separated by the shattering, I fear I cannot challenge thee today. So I will learn about thee, and I will destroy you in the future.
If not for the earthquake...
Oh, I'm so glad I got that right, earthquake.
We would have... swallowed your lightness, but now, yes, we will talk.
Oh,
honestly, since the earthquake, things have been a little hard for us.
Oh.
Because every day we used to go out and do evil to all of the innocents.
Oh, no.
Day and night, bringing horror and darkness to everyone we touch.
It was
but
wonderful.
But now we're just stuck with each other in this very cramped studio.
It's wonderful to... have the opportunity to really bond. You really, really get to know somebody you thought you knew well.
So in your cave is just one room?
Yes. We thought it was hip. It's sort of a loft.
We believe the studio is where you sleep, but the outside is where you live.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Now it's both, so.
Now it's both.
So you're like evil extrovert types, is what I'm kind of the
vibe
I'm
getting.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, yes, a lot of parties.
Yes. We love to mingle, love to network.
Yeah. I'm kind of like introvert neutral myself, or maybe like introvert
chaotic.
We're
extrovert
evil.
Yeah. Chaotic party.
Now, I must know. Have you done evil acts that are well known throughout Foon? Are you... infamous?
I mean, perhaps you heard the time the dragon swallowed lightning?
No.
Or the time the ground flipped over?
I feel like I would have heard about that.
Our PR team slept during that one, but you should have not.
These are despicable and foul acts. Those were you the whole time?
Yes.
Yes.
Now we do our laugh. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Can you laugh a little slower? Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, sorry. No, you...
Can I say something? I'm not a PR guy, but I do want to say that just the deed of... Did you hear when the dragon swallowed lightning?
Yes.
It doesn't have a lot of details to it. I mean, the dragon?
Oh, it was... Nepothelis.
Nepothelis. See, if you said, did you hear when Nepothelis the Great swallowed lightning, that would have gotten out into the press. That would have been heard around the realm.
No,
Chunt,
yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. And honestly, it's if you add those specifics to it, but also if you encapsulate it in a way of like, did you ever hear of the Great Dragon Swallow? You need like a snappier name.
A name for it, yes.
And then
get into
the details.
Okay.
And also, can I be honest?
Yes.
Chunt, I think you probably agree with me on this, but...
Okay.
How did you feel about their laugh? Felt a little uncoordinated?
Felt a little uncoordinated. Yeah. Felt a little forced.
Mm-hmm. Let us try again.
And I will just a little note, the laughter never reached your eyes. I don't know if that's typical. Is that normal for evils?
No, it should have. You're right.
Yes.
It was bad. Von Kistra apologizes.
I would love to see the laughter reach your eyes because your eyes are terrifying.
Thank you.
Normal skinny dog evil eyes.
See, there you go. Specificity. Skinny dog, evil eyes. I will never forget that for the rest of my fucking life.
Yeah, that was upsetting. It must reach your eyes. All your eyes must remain completely dead. For there's something very unsettling about laughing without your eyes.
We will try again, but we cannot just laugh. We need inspiration.
So, right.
Here, I shall inspire you. Damn you, evildoers. I shall destroy you one day.
Don't do that. Don't.
Oh, but I will. And I'd like to see you try to stop me.
How about if we... I lost it.
Jeez, here's the deal. We were playing a board game right before you called us, and, I don't like to lose, and I was losing.
What was the board game?
Yeah, what board game?
Little Kitty Kitty.
Yes.
Oh, I love Little Kitty Kitty. It's really fun.
You battle to see whose kitty can get ever smaller, into cycling down into the milk bowl.
Yes, it's a terrifying journey to the center of the milk bowl.
You two are just drowning kittens.
Yes?
Yes. Look, we've spent the first 30 days, okay, in this studio, doing all the evil things we know how to do inside. Right. And then we ran out of ideas. Now we are making it up. But it just doesn't have the same evilness
and
to it, you know?
Von Kistra's voice is obviously so buttery. So smooth.
Yes.
Oh. So perfect. So beautiful. But a lily starts to grate on me.
Oh.
Von Kistra, I'm sorry to say that out loud.
I understand. Sometimes you like to take calls in the bathroom.
Well, you take a crystal into the bathtub with you?
Yes, I'd sort of pretend to have... privacy, even though obviously I'll turn the rune here. It's the tub is right here next to us, so it's not exactly far.
Wow, yeah. It seems like all of the bathroom facilities are right in the middle of the room.
So I'm splashing around in the blood, obviously, trying to get all of the cleanness off and covered in blood.
Which is fine if the call was 5 or 10 minutes, but they're hours long. I have to use it too.
Sure. And, you know, I feel like, how long into a relationship do you feel comfortable enough to bathe in blood in front of your partner?
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
That seems fast to me. But what do I know? I'm not evil.
Yes, well, we realized we were meant to be together.
Q-laugh? Yeah, Q-laugh?
Oh, this. It didn't even come to my mouth that laugh, not let alone my dark eyes.
Okay, all right. Chant, you want to help them take that again?
Yeah. So, boy, you two are so evil.
How evil are we?
Well, that's not what I was going. Okay. Well, now, boy, let's play the game. Hold on. So let's do this.
Let's do this.
Von Kista.
Oh yes.
Do you mind plugging your ears? Your ears are forward, so I can tell that you're.
I will
you're
dunk
upset.
Her into the blood.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
So dunk her into the blood.
Her head is now submerged in the blood.
Okay, so her head submerged. So, Tilapia, what I want to say is you're going to fill in the blank, okay?
Olympia.
So,
thank you for memorizing it.
So fill in the blank. You two are so evil that when you see someone trying to do good, you blank.
Scythe.
Okay, did you hear what I said? When you see someone trying to do good, you scythe? You want to go with that?
Yes, when you're evil, scythe is a verb.
So bring her head back up.
That was glorious.
Oh, your mouth is so... Oh, never, sorry.
So, Von Kista,
yes.
We asked your partner a question, and now we're going to ask it to you. How do you think he filled it in? You two were so evil, when you saw someone trying to do good, you blanked.
Yeah.
Put them into the garden.
Okay, let's see.
To be fair, we used the scythe in the garden.
What did you say?
Scythe.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm afraid you two don't win. You're not evil. And
maybe we should let them try it the opposite way. Vagistra, can you dunk Talimpia the Dukakis into...
Yes.
Okay.
Head first.
Down you go.
Skinny doggy legs up in the air.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I have a question. Hey, here's one. You know what... you you would say that being evil makes you think of...
atrocities. Worldwide.
Worldwide atrocities. Okay. I realize that wasn't about your relationship that much, but still, maybe you'll have a sort of a bond on that one.
It is evil, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess, you know, Talimpia's not moving. Is he...
So, how are you doing all here?
Wow, she's a good interviewer.
Yeah.
From the school of Jay Leno.
Shouldn't you let Talimpia up?
They're fine. They're very fine.
You sure? Well, just pull them up. Just pull them up, please.
One of his paws, he keeps, like, tapping you really hard on the arm, like...
But his tail is wagging.
They're thanking me. You're welcome. You're welcome. Yes. Oh, it's nice and quiet.
Oh, I'm so quiet. I mean, he's clearly evil, but this seems like a betrayal.
He can still talk, it seems. Arnie, ask him the question.
John, I forgot what my question was.
Oh, my gosh. Evil makes you think of blank? Was that what it was?
Evil? Yeah, that's right. How could I forget such a brilliant question?
Okay, so, Tilapia, evil makes you think of blank. What do you think your partner answered?
Oh, the garden.
Damn it.
Bringing them up.
I'm afraid what we were looking for was atrocities worldwide.
Worldwide atrocities.
That was part of our vows. You know that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, can I ask all of you a question?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Let's say, hypothetically, you are hermetically sealed in a cave with the love of your life after the earthquake.
Arnie, I don't know if you know what hermetically means. It's if someone's a hermit and they don't want to go out into the outside world, they'll seal the stone in front of their cave.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay,
a hermit is a large crab that lives in a cave. So if you were there and your love of your life, who's so deeply, wonderfully evil, stopped wearing their wedding ring, how would that make you feel?
Oh, I guess if I was evil, I'd be thrilled, because that's the right thing to do, right?
Exactly.
Being evil's like opposite day?
Right. But she has kept it on.
Oh, how could she?
She started wearing it.
Well, I must admit, the two of you, it's quite vexing. Usually I just smite evil people, and I don't worry about how they cohabitate or relate to one another. And now I find I'm quite vexed, for I want to help you. Help you become better, but your version of being better is evil.
Yes.
Oh, what have you done to me? Oh, yes. Damn your evil ways.
And two of them laugh together.
Maybe laughter isn't your thing.
Yes.
So
it
cackling,
is
laughter.
To think of it.
Yes, no.
Right.
Maybe short little screams? Would that be easier to do?
Now that I think about it in a deeper way, why do evil laugh? Laughter is joy.
Yeah.
Because usually we laugh at the bad thing that happened.
Yes.
But so far.
Yes, what is evil about it is the perversion of laughter and taking joy at the distraught and anguish of others.
No, but all we've been doing is baking and communicating very well.
How much rotten dough bread can one couple make? The answer is yet to be known. Look, we're turning the room to this corner. Look at that pile of rotten bread.
Evil.
Good job.
Thank you. We needed the validation.
Von Kistra, will you dunk yourself for 1 second?
Of course, anything for you.
Okay.
There's a lot of blood all over the place now.
Thank you. A quick question for the three of you.
Okay. I like that all your questions are for the three of us.
So, a weird fleshy guy, a wizard, and a moon.
Wait, I'm the weird one?
Yes, look at you. Oof. Are any of you a divorce lawyer?
No.
Okay, come back up on Kistra.
Wait, I didn't get to answer.
Oh, you were still thinking? Von Kistra, back just one second.
Okay, fine.
Are any of us a divorced lawyer?
No. Divorce, no D.
Divorce lawyer?
Okay.
Are any of us in a horse?
You know what? Screw this, Von Kistra.
Wait, I still didn't get to answer.
That's your lost your chance, wizard dude.
Why would you need a divorce lawyer?
What?
The answer was no.
That's why I've been on the phone so much. My buddy, you know, Tiz Liakyang, he needs a divorce lawyer, not me. Oh, it was me.
Tilibia.
Yes?
That is the most evil thing I've ever heard.
Should we renew our disavows?
I think so.
Wow, their tails are wagging like crazy.
I hoped this would
say
happen.
Say it again.
I disavow all goodness in your name.
I disavow being there when you are sick.
Yes.
Being there when you are not sick.
Yes.
Being there when you are asleep.
Yes, I am there only for the bad times.
Sorry to backtrack. I'm so confused in terms of... So, again, we know what good people do. We know what good people say and like. When you're evil, is it better to be... Are you looking for being unhappily married or happily divorced? What's the sweet spot? Because it seems like you guys want to get divorced and there's some disavows going on. Is the correct answer unhappily divorced?
I think we're all just kind of muddling our way through. It's a really new normal.
Yeah, we're trying to figure it out, to be honest.
This is why I always advocate for good. Because good is very clear. You want to be... happy, you want to make other things better. It's all very clear. Evil is confusing. That's the thing I don't like about it. Right. When I got up this morning, I did not expect to see two Wienerweimers covered in blood disavowing their marriage bonds to one another. But here I'm looking at it, and I'm just upset.
Right, but think of it this way. This is a crazy question, but have you ever met Kraptor?
Oh. Kraptor! We have met Kraptor!
We have met Kraptor.
Von Kistra, would you like to tell them about the time we had Kraptor over?
Oh, good.
It really helps answer your question about how lame good stuff is, Isidore.
Wow. Can I just say something I noticed, and this is kind of amazing? Tilapia brought up Kraptor, but then he put it on Von Kista to talk about it. That's evil.
Yes, that was very evil.
It's called gifting.
You're right, Chunt. That is evil.
Did you want to reenact that war?
To be very honest with you, I don't remember.
Okay.
Oh, evil.
That is very evil.
You know, isn't that sometimes the way with relationships? Like, one person's just really holding on to something, and it just seems so big. And then the other person's like, I don't even remember that thing.
But I will still describe what happened.
Oh, the devotion.
Kraptor came into our studio cave house.
Yes, make it up.
They brought...
I'm not related to him. What do I care?
They brought us a gift. A very tiny gift. The shape of a golden box. And we opened it up, and inside of it was a key. And the key opened up another box.
That was definitely a box.
And then we pushed him out, and that was the end of it.
And what was in the box when you put the key in the box?
It was just
an
advertisement for life insurance, and that's not the thing we need right now.
Oh, everyone needs life insurance. If you want to be good and take care of yourself, you have to what seem like mundane things.
Isidore, wait, I think I get it. I think it clicked. So evil people don't want life insurance. They want death assurance.
Yes. Chunt. Chunt, now I know why you called us on your handcrafted roulette.
Well, didn't call you. You popped up eventually, but I'll take it. Yeah. This was all part of my plan to bridge the gap between good and evil and see that there's good people on both sides.
Arnie, Isidore, do you see how Chunt is evil?
What the fuck?
What?
I mean, I've had my suspicions.
Yes.
But Chunt is my friend. And he has been for a long time. If Chunt is evil, that throws my entire worldview into disarray.
Wait, guys.
Chunt, what are you doing hanging out on evil chat rooms?
No, wait. Here, I think I know what's going on. So he's evil, right? We all agree on that. So to him, evil is good.
Well, he identifies as evil. Like, we don't know.
He identifies as evil. But when he says something is evil, that means he doesn't like it, which means it's the opposite. So because I'm good, I'm evil to him because I'm not evil. If I were evil, he'd say, don't you see Chunt is good? Because he'd agree with my evilness. Aren't you guys beautiful minding how this all works?
All I know is, at the very least, you're linguistically evil.
Von Kistra, put down that book that is rude. Sorry.
I got carried away.
Oh, you guys are reading from the rude book?
Yes. We have a book club of
as
only
you were,
two
just,
Von Kistra, people.
What did I say about that? You just don't... You know, even though we're in the deep, dark depths of the cave, they can see you're just reading while they decipher our evil.
Listen, it's almost time for us to have our very unappetizing dinner.
Yes, we will.
But that's evil to yourself.
We've taken up cooking, but we hate it and we don't do it well.
We don't do it well. So, Chunt, finish up your weird, really evil good thing. Because it's almost dinner time, baby.
I don't want to be rude. So why don't you guys eat your dinner, drink your skinny dog wine, and we'll be right back with more Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Great.
All right, we're back with two evil, weird skinny dogs.
Yes.
It seems like being trapped has not been great for both of you. Like, what?
It's been mostly good.
What did you used to be like? Like, what was a typical day for you two before this happened?
Oh, get up, just sort of the. We'd each douse a little blood on the other and get out for a jog.
Yes, a jog where we used to torment all of the neighborhood's people by poking them or giving them false gossip. That is, make somebody else mad, and they take it upon themselves to seek revenge.
For example, there is a young single mother who lives near our cave. I would poke her in the shins with my skinny dog nails, and then I would tell her, oh, your children have been lying about you. And then I continue my jog, get my 10,000 steps, and
fitness is very important to us. In order to be evil, you must be able to breathe wonderfully.
And when you said that, when you would tell her your children have been lying about you, how would she react? Sure. Because again, I hate to be this guy, but there's not a lot of specificity there. Your children are lying about you?
So listen to this. So she'd say, what, my beautiful little Estrella? And I'll say, Estrella said that you stole bread from the market because you are so greedy. And she'd say, but I didn't. And I'd say, that's what I mean. She's lying. And then she'd say, why would she do that? And I said, because she's so bad. And then I'd stab her again in the shin, and then I'd run.
Ooh, stealing bread from the market. That's punishable by 30 years hard labor, I believe.
Yes. Oh, I couldn't laugh then, sorry. Anyway, after a luxurious run and exercise and tormenting, we begin our jobs. We used to be travel agents. That's just a side hustle we do. It's not related.
So are you evil travel agents or just
Arnie,
evil
that's
what happens.
No, you have to be very nice when you because a lot of people there are other ways to get your travel. The travel agent is sort of outdated type thing, so you have to be very nice. And the evil is not paying.
Yes.
Oh, so you're not paying the bills with evil. How interesting. Perhaps it's time to consider converting to goodness.
Or perhaps you need all expenses paid by you trip to, nobody can travel. Shit.
But you know what? That's going to be a problem.
But you know what? I get it. It's tough. You know, all your life you have a passion for evil, and then you decide to make evil your job. And then it's just kind of hard to know what to do with that a little bit. Like,
we did have an evil mom and pop shop where we used to sell, you know, like vials of insults and books of rudeness.
And do you still have any of those vials of insults?
Oh, yeah, nobody could buy them. And let me dig around here. I'll open up this one. Who should I aim it at?
Usador. Aim it at Usador.
Yeah. Okay, great. And
those shoes don't go with those pants.
Ha ha! Wow!
So true.
Damn.
So rude. How unacceptable. This is the most evil thing that's been said all day. Even with the disavowing and the covering in blood and nearly killing your own spouse. I think that these shoes go exactly right with what I am wearing.
You're not even wearing pants, yes. But somehow it just really got to you.
Yes. Well, I think the insults are probably pre-concocted, right?
Well, it matters not. Yes, I care not. If it does not please me.
Use the door.
Yes.
You, even in this time of isolation, we have to get dressed nice to feel like we're ready for the day.
I mean, these two have been trapped together, and they're still covered in, like, very elaborate leather.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Usador, stand up. Stand up or either point the rune downwards. Oh, come on.
What?
Wow.
Disgusting.
What? I'm just letting my robes fit a little looser. It's no big deal.
Just cheese dust all over him.
Wow.
I love powdered cheese. Just big spoonfuls of powdered cheese.
You're showing it, not saying it. I mean, you don't even need to. We know.
That was so rude.
Yes.
Did that?
No.
Can I ask you, too, would that feel good to unleash one of your insults on the wizard?
Oh,
yes.
So
and
very
Usador,
good.
That vial costs 12 ruby gems, please.
Well, fine. I'll send them to you right now through my own magical, mystical delivery service, Usador Dash.
But you could also use Faypal.
Oh, I haven't used Faypal. Is that
fairy?
The fairy?
Collect, yeah.
Oh, the fairy folk will bring jewels and gold to other denizens of the realm?
Yeah, absolutely. It's worth checking out.
Oh, I will send them now.
And so the joke is on you, Usador, for evil just paid the bills.
Oh.
Damn!
Oh. Damn, I've been tricked again. And now I have given 12 ruby gems to two purveyors of evil. Oh, one day I will convert you. I will convince you to look into that mother's eyes and see how her heart doth break when you tell her a lie about her child. And you will think, I caused that pain, and it shall cause you pain, and all you'll want to do is set it right again.
I was with you till the end part.
Oh.
Yeah, it seemed like sort of a slant rhyme, pain and a gain.
Once he starts going with a certain, like, tone, I just, like, I don't even hear what he's saying. Like, it's just a certain tune, sound. Tune
that's kind of like being married.
Oh, what?
Uh-oh. Wow.
Nothing. Oh, geez. What?
Okay.
Wow.
Whoa, nothing.
Oh, no. What?
What? Oh,
wow.
Nothing. Every day is repetitive, and then we get on these micro loops, and it's really, it's
we've
pretty
had the
cool.
same fight 15 times.
First, she strikes me in the neck.
And then you tell me I don't have an evil face and that I look beautiful in the morning.
Yes, well, sometimes after you get lots of rest, before you are able to put the soot and fish scales all over your face, you do look beautiful. It's not my fault.
And your mustache that you're growing is very attractive. It really suits your face.
Take it back.
No,
you know,
it's perfect for you. It brings out your skinny jawline.
I've stabbed at it with this blunt rock, but I don't have access to Jerry's sharp rocks by me.
Sometimes I feel like you are my best friend.
Oh, wow, wow, low blow. Oh,
take it back.
I think I know what's happening. You two, because you're trapped there, and you can't perform evil on someone else. You're performing evil at each other. So what the three of us can provide is maybe we can help you spitball some ideas of how to be evil from your cavern, kind of like what you did when you unleashed that insult. So tell us, what do you have around the house? Let us know what you're working with, and we'll help you concoct some evil plans that you can perform together.
We have this 2,000-piece puzzle that we keep making and destroying.
Right. We're so good at it.
Good, good, good.
Well, with a 2,000-piece puzzle, I suppose.
Yes.
Oh, I suppose the most evil thing you could do would be to put it together using each other's help.
What?
And then gluing it together and hanging it on the wall to make your apartment more beautiful, evilly beautiful.
Good cover.
As long as you're not trying to trick us.
Most certainly not, for that would be evil.
Or instead of having it be a 2,000-piece puzzle, Arnie, what's the opposite of peace?
He doesn't know history.
Maybe we make it a 2000 war puzzle.
Oh. We like war.
Yes.
Look, I think we're all getting too, like, bound up in specifics. It seems like you're evil, bound. Right? You're evil. Evil, it seems like to me, evil needs other people, right? Like, you can't just be personally evil. Like, it's not like good where you can just be, like, smug and self-satisfied and like, oh, I'm good. I don't even need other people. I just know that I'm good. If it's just the two of you, it's sort of like what Chun was saying. You have to be evil at each other.
It's not just the two of us, though.
Oh?
What?
The cats?
My mother moved in about 2 weeks ago.
Evil, fucking evil.
She was not safe where she was staying, so she's here now. There she is. Do you see her?
Hello?
Hello, mother. Are you all right?
I'm doing just fine.
Yeah, how
Jesus,
are you doing?
Believe this. She never complains.
You know, there are days where I could use some air, but at this moment in time, I'm just, you know, happy to be here.
I gotta say, of everyone right now, she's thriving the most.
Just slit my throat. How stereotypical. The mother-in-law who's fine with everything.
Hey, you're one to speak. You brought your father.
Yes?
Don't mind me, kids.
Is your father all right?
Is he yawning?
Sorry, I have to ask for the two of you. Where did you get your accents?
Yes, college.
College. We're first generation college students.
Of course, everyone knows when you go to college, you pick up an accent. Is that where you two met in terms of forming your relationship?
Yes, freshman seminar. We met in Evil University freshman seminar.
Oh, and I'm sorry, I called it a relationship. I mean your you-don't-relationship?
I don't know.
Nailed it.
Sure. Yes, our freshman seminar where we were fed fresh young men. We ate them. Nah, I mean, no offense, Arnie, but if I took like 30 years off you, you could have looked like one of these edible freshmen.
I take it as a compliment. You could have said more years.
And then at Evil College... So your first year, you're freshman.
University.
I'm so sorry. And then your second year, you're still fed freshmen, but they're more soft?
There's suffer more of them. Suffer much more.
Yes.
Suffer much more freshmen.
So after that, do the men that you eat, do they get older or younger?
They have children and we eat their juniors.
Oh, no.
The juniors of the freshmen, we eat them. Suffer much more of them.
Well, at least... Yes. There's never a problem involving the elderly.
That's a laugh. Did it work?
Yes. We lure them in with affordable health care.
Please don't ask about their year abroad.
So is your, Tilapia, is your father and Vanquista, is your mother, are they both single?
Yes. What of it?
Wouldn't it be diabolical to get them to fall in love with each other?
We keep them on other sides of the room because they have so much in common.
What do they have in common?
I love sewing and eating little cakes.
If only I had someone to share these tiny little bitty cakes with.
His father is always falling asleep.
I feel so bad for them. And
we have to keep them on opposite sides of the cave lest they fall in love instantly.
That is the most evil thing of all, to deny someone love. Love is one of the most powerful forces in all of the universe, and I will fight and fight on and on to make sure that all people can feel love. And I know that Arnie isn't listening right now because I've taken on that tone, so I will keep speaking in this way until I run out of energy and have nothing else left to say.
Now, look, I don't know what Usador's talking about, but I'm no love expert, but I think you two should kill your parents.
Wait, what?
Right? Like, that sort of seems... Like, because you just need a project.
Wow.
Arnie, the fuck?
I mean, look, I'm not advocating it or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, I'm just problem solving here. Like, if you're evil, you need a victim of your evil. And they're just who are there.
Yes.
No. Yes. If you're evil, you need to see the error of your ways and have a moment of enlightenment and pure joy where you turn around and you say, no longer shall I cast down despair upon others, but yet I shall lift them up. And along with lifting them up, I shall also be lifted.
I tuned that out that time. It seemed pretty unspecific.
Oh, how about this? Never go to bed without having planned a way to kill your parents the next day. You don't do it, but just every night you're like, this is how we're going to kill. This is probably tomorrow we're going to kill our parents.
And the secret to an evil relationship is always go to bed angry, right?
Yes. We've recently just been snuggling up like little bunny rabbits.
Yes.
Falling into a deep, pleasant slumber. It's terrible.
It's horrible. Every morning I awaken relaxed.
We switch between big spoon, little spoon, big spoon, little spoon.
And they both feel wonderful.
Usur, is there a way for you to make Tilapia snore?
I believe his name is Tilapia. I
wasn't
could make him
say
snore.
Anything. It's I am deeply evil, but I wouldn't go so far as to correct the pronunciation of my name twice.
You're evil, not rude.
Right.
Now, Chunt, between you and I could fix the snoring.
Mm-hmm.
But what they don't realize, as long as they're unhappy, they're doing good. So I'm going to let it ride, baby.
So if they're unhappy, that's good because unhappiness is happiness, right?
It seems like their particular take on evil is very opposite based. So yes, I'm going to let them be unhappy because that means they aren't causing evil. They aren't killing their parents. They aren't murdering one another.
And it makes sense. Yeah. It makes sense that their parents are wonderful because that's how they're evil in juxtaposition of wonderfulness. Because if their parents were evil and they were also evil, they'd be good because they'd be following what their parents wanted for them. So they have to rebel against goodness.
I'm sorry, did we miss anything? We just killed our parents.
Oh no.
I'm so sorry. I hope you just came to that idea on your own. It wasn't something I said.
We just opened up a bunch of those tubes of insults and they just couldn't take it.
Oh, what a way to go. Does it help?
I feel kind of shitty.
Is that
good?
What they want?
I can't tell.
But like in a new kind of bad, like actually bad way, you know? Like.
But actually bad is actually good.
Was it wrong to do? But in a...
They're about to have the realization that will turn them to the side of good.
Real... Von Kistra.
Yes.
Oh, it's happening.
Should we have done that?
I don't... I feel like there was a line and we crossed it.
We crossed it.
And now you can cross back and set right what you've done wrong.
Should we resurrect them into walkers of the dead?
Wait, what?
I mean, then you could kill him again.
Well, what?
The fuck? I'm just saying, like, maybe the problem maybe is that they didn't pace themselves. You know what I mean? Like, they just, like, murdered them too fast. They should have, like, you know, it was like a premature execution. Like, they should have just...
It happens to everyone.
We could resurrect them into giant walkers of the dead that can take us out of here.
Oh. Right, carry us out. And then, once we are rid of them, we do not need them, we sell them as... strong servants to the Skullmaster.
Skullmaster?
Yes. The Skullmaster is an excellent retirement facility for them to rest the rest of their years
not
untouched
to be confused
and unharmed.
With the evil Lord Skullmaster.
Well, there's Skullmaster, the evil person Skullmaster, but then there's the Skullmaster General where everyone can
go and
stay.
And don't forget, there's the guy who does all the chew, Skullmaster.
Skullmaster, that's right. And
ruins all his white t-shirts. Who
also,
else?
Being in the travel business, we know how to get a lot of points and really good deals.
Right. And there's Skullmaster of the famous wealthy family. He knew how to get travel deals, I'll tell you that. With money.
Well, that's how you stay rich. You don't spend money.
Very. You should come work for us.
Me?
Yes, you're very good at numbers.
But... could I, Usador the Wizard, work for an evil travel agency?
Your two best friends are evil.
What?
Yes.
No, that can't be. Oh, no.
Arnie suggested we kill our parents.
I'm not evil. I just like to problem solve.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Shh. shunt?
It was immediately supported.
Oh, sure. You don't take responsibility for your own crimes. Blame the media.
Well, fine. So be it. As I said before at the beginning of the podcastual transmission, I said, if someone is evil and I can't reach them, I'll smite them in the future. So beware. All four of you, for now, the eye of Usador turns to thee, and your evil shall be smote from this world.
And that reminds me, I should have told you this up front. We're recording this. This is all being recorded.
Oh, yeah, our cave is a single party. Only the recording side has to consent.
Oh, that's good to know.
Also, we're trying to work on our social media presence. So.
Oh. Yes. Oh,
it's boy. Huge in the evil community.
You would have to think.
The more thumbs down and hate points you get, the more opportunities you get for evilness.
Oh, sure. Click hate.
Speaking of, do you mind if we quickly capture our visages doing this really cool thing? Chunt, if you can come fully into frame because you are the moon.
Yes.
We must howl because we are weird skinny dogs.
Oh, yeah. You want to howl at me?
Yeah, blow up on social.
Okay.
And I'm just going to do a crazy face.
Yes, everyone make a funny face, please. Funny face.
I should ask before we capture this visage, is this for Insane Graham?
Yes.
The guy who's crazy, who runs around and shows everybody everything?
Yes. Okay. Yes, Graham.
If it's for the Graham, then I'll do it. All right, let me get...
Follow, please.
Yes. Okay. And
one, two.
Oh, yeah, howling?
Oh. All right.
Oh, look, our parents are howling. They're alive now.
Shit, did we just cast some spell? Were we a part of some ritual that helped them raise their parents?
I think that's good.
Even their parents.
Jokes on you. We howled them awake by the moon spell.
It sucks that your parents are still adorable as living dead.
It's true.
Who are your new friends? They're adorable.
Well, thank you. I'm from another world.
Thanks, Ms. Fontista.
Send me your address. I'll send you a care package of tiny socks.
Oh, she will. She will, and they will fit great. Regardless of your foot size, the tiny sock fits. It's so horrible.
Of course they can't laugh. They're dogs.
No matter what history calls this episode, I'll always think of it as, you look like Jay Leno. No, I don't. I'm a crescent moon. The IO Conservatory, ladies and gentlemen. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Crescent Moon was played by Adol Rafai. The evil couple, Vokestra, and Talimpia the Dark were played by special guests, Mujan Sofogari and Seth Lind. Mujan and Seth are two of the creators of Mission to Zix, an improv comedy podcast following a team of ambassadors in the ass end of space. I've been there. Good drink specials. It's a show inspired by this one, so there's a chance you'll like it, or find a way to endure it as you have us. Find it on any podcast app, or at Mission to Zix, that's ZYXX.space. Mujan is also a TV writer and actor. She'll be on the new season of At Home with Amy Sedaris on True TV, literally the best show on television ever. And her words will be on the Not Too Late show with Elmo on HBO Max. Seth is director of operations at This American Life and Serial. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Special assistance by Ryan DeGeorgie. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Remember that clip I mentioned from the Lost in Foon live shows currently appearing every Thursday on Stitcher Premium? Well, like a clown crawling from the sewers 28 years later, it's time we finally dealt with it. Listen up.
You feeling small today, buddy?
A little bit.
Oh, Usador, what's wrong,
buddy? Oh, Usador.
Nothing.
Oh, you
Nothing.
See?
It's fine.
Oh.
It's just that, you know, we've been doing this show for many, many years now, and I just remembered we haven't defeated the Dark Lord.
Oh. Arnie, I know what this is about.
What?
I mean, obviously what he said it's about.
Yeah.
But Also, mm-hmm. I totally forgot, today is the anniversary of when Usador did his first spell.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's his spell-iversary.
It's his spell-iversary. Usador.
Yes.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, you remembered. Oh, sing the song.